If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Now, another story about something long forgotten, except this one is about a revival. For the past 2 months, The Tale has been the number one novel in the Netherlands, a bestseller across much of Europe. And we're not talking about Dan Brown's latest page-turner or salacious tell-alls or steamy romances. No. The book that's riveted readers worldwide is a quiet, slim novel about a young man who leaves a hardscrabble farm in Missouri to become a literature professor in 1910. Stoner, named for its protagonist, was originally published in 1965 and then almost immediately forgotten.
It got an admiring reception, but it didn't have great sales.
That's Edwin Frank, an editor with the New York Review of Books. 1965's bestseller list was filled with sprawling classics like The Source, the James A. Michener novelized history of Judaism, and Saul Bellow's Herzog. The other big titles were thrillers, John le Carré, James Bond, whereas author John Williams' novel was neither. Stoner is the story of a Missouri man's outwardly uneventful life.
It tells about his career, it tells about his marriage, it tells about a love affair he has, and it tells finally about his death. And in doing so, it sort of pays tribute to a man whose life is in one sense utterly ordinary, but in another sense rich as anyone's life can be.
Unfortunately, Edwin Frank says, Americans weren't drawn to this sort of Sinclair Lewis style in the mid-1960s.
That kind of realism was not in any sense fashionable at that point.
The only publication to mention the book at all was The New Yorker in their briefly noted column. Stoner sold a meager 2,000 copies and quickly fell out of print. And its author, John Williams, passed away in 1994. Similarly admired but obscure, forgotten to all but a few aficionados. Like a bookseller on the Upper East Side, a friend of Edwin Frank's.
Who knew the book and loved the book, but found that it was next to impossible to get a hold of.
Edwin Frank is in the business of forgotten but great novels. He runs the New York Review of Books Classics. He republished Stoner in 2006. Like many of their titles, it was reviewed well and sold modestly at first, until Anna Gavalda bought one of the copies. She's one of France's best-selling novelists. She had to read Stoner in English. There wasn't a French translation, and despite the language difference, she says she felt a deep connection with the book.
Je pense que c'est un livre que j'aurais pu écrire.
I think it's a book I could have written myself because I feel really close to the author and the narrator, who, in my opinion, are probably a bit of the same person.
Gavalda says the book is not just for people who love to read.
But it's for people who need to read, for whom reading is vital. It's for people who can't live without books, culture, and knowledge.
Gavalda liked it so much that she asked her editor to buy the rights. She wanted to translate it herself. And now that the book is selling so well in Europe, she couldn't be happier.
My books sell really well in France, so when all the other European editors saw that it was me who translated this book, they were all curious about why Anna Gavalda translated it. And so they all bought the rights. So yes, I'm really proud of that. It's perhaps my proudest achievement.
Back in New York, Edwin Frank can only watch and speculate as to why Stoner has so moved European readers like Anna Gavalda.
Resonates, I think, partly because of the art with which the story has been told. So even as he sets the scene in Columbia, Missouri, at the same time, it could be anywhere.
And two, there's a fitting ironic twist. In the novel, the memory of John Williams' protagonist also fades with time.
An occasional student who comes upon the name may wonder idly who William Stoner was, but he seldom pursues his curiosity beyond a casual question. Stoner's colleagues, who held him in no particular esteem when he was alive, speak of him rarely now.
Stoner the man was overlooked. Not so with Stoner the novel, Edwin Frank says.
I don't know that anybody says quite as beautifully as Morris Dickstein when he did it in the Times, that it's something much rarer than a great book, it's a perfect book.
It's a pity, Frank admits, that Stoner was so neglected during author John Williams' lifetime. But with true classics, sometimes you need distance to appreciate the endurance. You can read an excerpt of John Williams' Stoner on our website at npr.org.